Imagine you had the power of God.
Imagine you had the power of God. That's how one of my videos started today. It's kind of funny to hear a cosmologist start with that particular sentence. Because not only is he kind of confirming in his own mind the existence of God, or maybe the idea of God. Hang on. This audio booth's already gone in a weird direction that wasn't initially intended. But to have that as an initial sentence from a cosmologist who I'm interviewing was definitely a bit of an attention stopper. I'm walking the dog at the moment, thinking about the day's very enjoyable chunk of work. It's jam-packed, really, from this morning arriving at the Open University, getting a brief, which I had no idea about until I got there, which is always exciting. The OU is a very strange campus with some mega brained boffins tucked away in all kinds of corners doing some incredible work, be it with NASA or whoever else. And as always, a few characters, really decent folk who on some occasions are probably locked away down these corridors for a reason. You can't possibly have this amount of intelligence and function normally in society. And I say that jovially, of course. These are all really nice people so far that I've met. Nobody too extreme. But yeah, it wasn't long ago, in fact, I think only a week or so, that Stephen Hawking was saying it proved that God doesn't exist, and whether that was a way of getting some publicity before a book that's about to come out, who knows? It's not for me to say. These people are smarter than I'll ever be. You can hear the dog running in the background with a deflated ball, which he doesn't seem to want to let go of. But thinking about cosmology, I've come into contact with a few interesting concepts and a few projects which are happening at the moment, and I can't imagine what kind of mind is needed to be out there. A big chunk of work. And it just blows my mind. The things that these guys are dealing with and theorising about. I literally jumped on the motorbike this morning. I had a Panasonic GH1, a carbon fibre tripod, and a laptop in a little side satchel that fastens onto the side of the bike. And I got to the OU and set it up. And record what is effectively kind of environmental talking heads. Excuse me while I kick this ball over a stile. Or into a stile. And now I'm going to pick it up and throw it over the stile. My football's crap as it is, but kicking flat balls is not my forte either. So, listening to these guys talking about the vastness, the infinite, the incredible space that's out there, and how they're measuring back gazillions of years. Not actually gazillions, that's not factually correct, but it might as well be that long, because they're talking about numbers I can't comprehend. And I wonder whether or not they get angry in traffic, or whether they get stressed at work. Because surely, come here, get out of there. That's where the ticks live. Come here. Come here. Wants me to kick this flat ball. Because when you kind of got your head around the vastness of the universe, we really are nothing, aren't we, really? Minuscule nothingness happening in a complete blip of time and space, which is infinitesimal on the grand scale of things. Yet, I couldn't help but feel really enthused and happy to be a part of today. I looked up from the computer a couple of times. I edited maybe three little films together. And the sun was shining outside and I was kind of aching to jump on the motorbike and just go for a ride. And when it was time to go home, every moment I relished and enjoyed. Whether or not there's traffic, two-wheel vehicles bypass traffic, but just the country lanes and the sun beating down and the feel of the air, which it's like we're having a mini second spring, and the smell of the fields. Having an open face helmet kind of helps that as well, to be feel a part of my environment. And then I'm taken back to cosmology and how none of this is, I guess, really important on the grand scale of things. Or maybe it is. Maybe the more you get absorbed and saturating with the study of out there, this macrocosm, the more you become aware of the microcosm and its similarities. I did a recording before this one where we were talking about how everything vibrates. And when you get down to this molecular level, there are so many parallels, it seems, with solar systems and how, you know, electrons may orbit and moons orbit, and it's fantastic. And I can understand why so many people can get hung on the idea that this has all been designed. Look how incredibly beautiful it is. There must be a God. I don't necessarily believe anything unless I can touch, feel, see, smell, or kick it. Well, that was a much better kick. So, I'll probably live my life being a believer in certain philosophies and open-minded and agnostic in anything else. I managed to pretty much avoid all popey talk this week. I haven't got massive respect for the Roman Catholic Church, even though I am myself christened Roman Catholic. Didn't really have a choice at the time. Incredible how our brains and our kind of mindset can be indoctrinated. Will be a strong word to certain people, but it's definitely indoctrination. I said my prayers for a big chunk of my childhood for fear of spontaneously combusting in a ball of flames and the devil coming and haunting me in the middle of the night. Certain things that we have to thank our older generation for. But today, I have embraced the macrocosm and the microcosm, and it's taught me something, once again, helped me realise something very important, that all we really have is now, this present moment, where I'm stood now at a crossroads, not metaphorically, I am actually stood at a crossroads, in the middle of Northamptonshire. There are birds in a wood to my left. There's a farmer doing something in a tractor in a field on my right. There's a chirping in front of me, and in the distance behind me there's a motorway with the hustle and bustle of cars making their way north and south across the country. But right here, right now, I'm kicking this ball. Now! And it's a nice place to be.